Part 2. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear 5 short recordings. 5 speakers are talking about the use of technology in recruitment. For each recording, decide what recommendation the speaker makes concerning technology in recruitment. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You now have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what recommendation each speaker makes concerning technology in recruitment.
I'm the company's recruitment specialist, and we've moved heavily into using the internet. It's virtually eliminated the sorts of applications that don't stand a chance. We have an online application system that works well because it elicits the vital information at the outset. For instance, there might be something like, "Do you have hands-on experience of the latest technologies in this field?" People who can't give the answers are immediately advised not to continue with their application.
It's astonishing that while nearly all British businesses use the internet in one way or another, most of them just use their websites as shop windows for advertising jobs, then expect people to send in paper-based applications. They're simply not using the technology to its best advantage. There are so many refinements that the internet makes possible, so every recruitment officer ought to be looking at making optimal use of it and cutting out as much paper as they can.
Many companies think they're up to date if they advertise vacancies on their website and send emails to applicants instead of letters. But that just isn't enough. These days, lots of people send text messages, so businesses should follow suit, for instance, when inviting someone to interview. It shows that the firm has joined the 21st century. And although the phone is much more traditional, it's still a valuable form because you can talk to applicants in person.
Companies
sometimes get the wrong idea about online recruitment. They focus on the fact that it can reduce administration, but forget that it takes specific skills to manage the online process. After all, the recruitment section of the website needs to be organized, applications dealt with quickly and effectively, and so on. People who are used to circulating details of vacancies internally, planning newspaper advertising, acknowledging applications, etc., may not have the abilities required for dealing with online recruitment.
So often people apply for jobs they know very little about, because positions with the same title can vary considerably in different organizations. So when you're recruiting, you should use your website to list projects and assignments of the post and give case histories of people in similar posts in the company, perhaps with a personal statement from them. It doesn't affect the procedure you follow, but it helps potential applicants to decide if it's a job they really want.
Now listen to the recordings again. Section 2. Questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 recordings. 5 speakers are talking about how to deal with complaints about goods. For each recording, decide what action the speaker is recommending. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what action each speaker is recommending.
Some people tell you that what a dissatisfied customer really wants is to have the opportunity to spend his money again. You may have to resort to this, a refund, or perhaps some form of credit. However, this may lose a customer and will certainly lose that particular deal. Try a bit of persuasion. Remind your customer why he chose your product in the first place. Give him a new one and save him the trouble of making further decisions.
It's often the case that a complaint about faulty equipment really means the customer is doing something wrong. Of course, considerable tact is called for when this happens. Don't make them feel foolish. What they need is some guidance, and this should be provided without further cost. Make sure any damage done has been put right, and then set up the familiarization session. Problem solved, customer happy, equipment saved from any more misuse.
When a customer complains, it's important to be sympathetic, but businesslike as well. Do apologize, of course, and then, taking a personal interest in the way the equipment will be used, suggest a newer, more recent model, rather than simply replacing the original one. This is often a good solution because it not only deals with a complaint, but also the client feels they've got away with a bit extra to make up for the inconvenience.
21. I don't think all complaints can be dealt with in the same way. Basically, you've got to solve the immediate problem to try to keep the customer's confidence. Sometimes guaranteeing your product for a longer period can be a good way to do this. Fix what's wrong as quickly as possible and show you're prepared to do so a second time if necessary. Point out that the customer won't have any worries, at least not until they need an upgrade.
22.
It's a good idea to let the customer know why there's been a problem. It shows you are prepared to be honest, and you might win a bit of sympathy. They realize that things don't always go right for the supplier either. But the most satisfactory thing to do is to offer a refund. Then, of course, they are more likely to deal with you again when they need a replacement.
22. Now listen to the recordings again. That is the end of part 2.